I don't want to be the Christmas Scrooge, but with the state of the world, some honest truths need to be said. And since no one else is telling them, it looks like it has to be me. In this episode, I want to talk about Christmas, Santa, the Easter Bunny, and while we're there, let's throw in Halloween, the Tooth Fairy, and pretty much every holiday. How they are contributing to the current state of the world, human unconsciousness, and preventing our awakening. And if Christmas doesn't entirely sit well with you, what you can do instead that will align with you and not leave you outcast. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome or welcome back to where we navigate awakening and ascension and try to find meaning and purpose in this crazy world. Now, this was not a topic I would have chosen, but over the last few weeks, it's kept kind of coming back to me in the back of my mind. So I've decided to say it because it wants to be said. But make sure you stick around until the end because it's not all doom and gloom. So as you awaken to the truth of reality and who you are, you'll start to see the world differently. And it also helps if you look at life and reality through a new, broader perspective and search for the truth of what is and not what you want it to be. So let's start with Christmas and the most widespread lie told to the Western world. Now, this might be confronting for many, especially if you're a parent. And I'm not blaming anyone or anything for what you've done or not done, because we didn't know. But just hear me out on this, because this was a massive realization for me when I understood the true impact of this on our society. Santa Claus is a lie. It's not true. And for 7 to 10 years, parents tell their children that a fat man with a beard in a red suit rides in on a flying reindeer and delivers presents to children based on whether they are good or bad. Parents themselves put presents under the tree. Or they don't. Now, if the kid questions it too early, they're gaslighted not to believe themselves. They're told, of course, Santa is true, which trains them to ignore their internal compass and intuition. At some point down the track, the kid finds out it's not true, either from the parents or another kid, but it's brushed over. It's never really discussed or addressed, and life just goes on. No one gets any explanation or discussion of why. So let's just consider the implications of this. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but this does make people uncomfortable because we've all played a part in it, and it should. We need to start questioning everything. So what are the consequences of this lie? Well, it's widely accepted that the first 7 to 8 years of a child's life are the most formative in terms of programming beliefs and behaviors and forming them into the person they're going to be. So for the first 7 to 10 years of a child's life, their most formative years, their parents, and in most cases, their primary carer and authority figure, unknowingly lying to them with no explanation or reason other than that's what everybody does. Has anybody seriously stopped to consider the psychological and emotional implications of this on an individual child and an entire society? What is the implication of discovering at age 7, 8, or 9 that the people you most trust have been lying to you your whole life about multiple things? Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy. And that society says these lies are perfectly okay because everybody does it. What is this teaching us? Well, it's teaching us that it's perfectly fine for authority to lie to us for no reason. And we must trust them regardless because they know what's in our best interests. And not to speak up and question because you spoil things and create unnecessary conflict, even as an adult, like this conversation. So this creates massive internal conflict. Trust the people lying to you that lies are in your best interest. Don't question and ignore yourself and any questions that you might have. How do you do that easily? And what does this do to a child or the eventual adult's ability to discern right from wrong, truth from lies, and when not to trust either themselves or authority? What does it do? Well, we've seen this over the last 2 to 3 years. We end up with a society of people who blindly follow authority, accept and allow lies and deception to pass, even when their intuition and common sense tell them it's wrong and the opposite is true. We have a society of people who do not know right from wrong and are too scared to challenge, question, and just let it pass. We have a community and a society programmed to trust authority regardless of their lies, and believe the lies are in our best interests. We have a society programmed to ignore ourselves and our inner knowing from the day we're born. So if you struggle to trust yourself or speak up, it's not your fault. These unconscious rituals and holidays that are repeated year after year and throughout the year are just another mechanism of social control. Now, the other impact this has is on a child's self-worth. So children are told that Santa delivers presents based on good or bad behavior. And that only comes to good Christians and not people of other religions. But what is the implication of one child from a poor family receiving few presents or no presents, while their wealthy friend down the road receives dozens and dozens? Or Santa bypassing a Jewish child or a Buddhist child? Because surely Santa, who I've been told is a real person, treats everyone the same and gives kids precisely what they deserve. What does this tell a child about their worth and their value? How confusing is it that Santa is true and real in some households, religions, and belief systems, but not others? As adults, we can look back and see that the gifts we received were not based on a judgment from Santa. They were based on our individual family values and beliefs and economic situation. But it wasn't the adult who experienced those Christmases and has those questions that weren't ever answered. It was the child. And who knows what sort of unresolved subconscious confusion and trauma that child experienced that is now playing out in them to be an obedient and non-questioning citizen. If you're a parent, I'm not saying this to make you feel bad, and I'm not telling you to go and criticize your parents and blame them for everything that's gone wrong in your life. We've all participated in this charade and illusion until now. We were all programmed to believe this is just the way things are. The world is the way it is. And none of us knew any better until now. But now we're more awake and have the choice to be different. Now, part of me wrestled with this every Christmas for the last 14 years. Do I tell my nephew the truth about Santa Claus and uphold the lie? Well, I'm complicit too. But part of waking up is seeing the world for what it is and not just picking and choosing the bits that work for you or make your life easier or that you want to keep. Waking up is seeing all of reality for what it is and consciously choosing not to participate in the illusion and the charade and maintaining the illusion. Waking up is considering what is truly right and wrong and choosing behaviors that align with that, including to choose or to choose not to lie to your kids. Now, I can hear the awkward laughter because I've heard it before. It's harmless. Don't be ridiculous. I can hear the denial and the outrage, but Liz, it brings them joy. Yeah, well, there are other ways to bring joy without lies and manipulation and confusion. If true joy comes from the giving and the receiving, what's the problem with parents giving their children gifts and being honest about it? And is there really no other way that you can create joy in your children's life without lying? Let's be really honest here. Very few parents consciously consider the pros, cons, and long-term implications of lying to their kids. It's being done completely unconsciously because that's what we're programmed to do. And very few people want to give up these things. It's easier to condemn the truth teller than seriously look at yourself and the world and make a change or be the one to challenge and question and speak out. It's how we've been programmed. Now, if some of this is starting to make sense, even just a little bit, then make sure you hit like and subscribe because I've got a lot more truth bombs to come. So there's the emotional and psychological trauma of the lie. Now, another social impact that affects us all is the mindless distraction and celebration and consumption, which applies to many holidays. Christmas started in November and people started getting stressed about shopping, festivities, and family obligations. The decorations and the carols roll in pretty much as soon as the Halloween decorations are packed away. Now, after Christmas, we've got New Year's, and there are only a matter of weeks before Valentine's Day, then Easter, and on it goes. Not to mention birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, football finals, football season, weddings, and even funerals. And in between this, we have the busyness of daily life. But our entire year is filled with the distractions of celebrations and life events that we think we must prepare for and experience for weeks and months in advance. People mostly have no idea why or what we're celebrating anymore. Any meaningful reason for celebration has been lost, distorted, and hijacked. Christmas is supposedly a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, but there are a lot of non-religious people who still celebrate alcohol and food and not much awareness. They mindlessly go through the routines and rituals of Santa, carols, reindeer, and gifts without asking what it means or why they're doing any of it. And Halloween is probably the worst. Has anybody actually really considered the collective energetic effect on our psyches and the planet when a huge percentage of humanity dresses in blood and gore and focuses on darkness and death? Has anyone considered this event's origins and what they are celebrating? Likely no. Might be something to look at. The consumption of excess junk, food, alcohol, decorations, things, and stuff on these holidays is also unconscious for so many people. People don't think of the decorations that end in the bin, the unwanted presents that go unused, and the effect of alcohol and junk food on the body and soul. And if they do consider it, they often don't care. It's not enough to make a different decision. It's just one event, one celebration one day until the next. But a lifetime and reality are the sum of every individual day. And every event, celebration, or holiday is intended to distract you from the truth of reality, who you are, and what is going on in the world. So you might be saying, well, that's great, Liz, but what do we do instead? What do you do if Christmas, holidays, and mainstream celebrations don't sit well with you? And if you're awakening at some point, they're going to start to feel a little bit off. So am I going to sit at home and shut out the world and eat bread and water on Christmas Day? No, I'm not. I admit, I no longer celebrate 99% of events with the mainstream of society. Most of them pass me by without even knowing about them. And even birthdays are pretty low key for me. But Christmas is one that energetically you can feel when you're alone. And for many years, I've been really torn. These days, Christmas is a more conscious event for me. It's one day, not 6 weeks, of just enough food and drink, good conversation and connection. I don't do mindless gifts, and I haven't for a long time, and I don't receive them. I give gifts of service, time, words, and support throughout the year, rather than things and stuff that no one really wants or needs. I celebrate connection with family and friends rather than the birth of Jesus Christ, which, let's face it, isn't why most people are doing Christmas. Christmas is more conscious. The indulgence and unconsciousness and mindlessness have gone. Now, sure, you can call me a hypocrite for participating at all, and maybe I am. I'm trying to figure out this process too. I'm flawed, and I never claim to have it all figured out, but I've tried total denial of Christmas during the lockdowns of 2020 when I couldn't see my family and I was home on my own, and I just felt a bit sad, which isn't good for anyone. So instead, I'm trying to do this one day with meaning and purpose. So for you, consider whether you have Christmas and other events. And if you do, just how can you do it more consciously? Don't just follow the rituals and traditions blindly. Consider what and why you are celebrating. Choose and understand your rituals and actions and be aware and make them unique for you and your family. Don't celebrate mindlessly. What aligns with your true and current understanding of the world? Who and what is important this year? What do you keep and what do you need to let go of to stay aligned with your true soul and your evolving self? We're all trying to figure it out, but the more we mindlessly and unconsciously comply with social programming, the more we reinforce it. The choice is always yours. Now, if you're waking up and seeing the world differently, some of the rituals and routines and things you've been doing all your life suddenly don't quite feel right anymore and you're not quite sure, then check out my free awakening journal. You can also check out the episode 5 Stages of Spiritual Awakening, Where Are You At? And I'll leave the links for both of them in the description. Have a restful and reflective Christmas holiday. Thank you for tuning into this episode. I will see you in the next one.